March 28th. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. My son's motorcycle coughed and roared as it sped him on his way to school. How I hated it! How often I had warned, threatened, and begged him to be careful! And how often he had thrown back a careless, "Oh, Mom!" as he left me alone with my fears. And then suddenly, I noticed a change. He began wearing his yellow crash helmet. Instead of roaring out of our driveway, he cruised slowly, carefully looking up and down before moving into the street. He stopped racing through the back alley, and even his expression seemed more serious as he sat astride his Harley-Davidson. "What happened?" I asked curiously one day. "You've been driving so carefully lately." "There's this guy, Mom," he explained. "He came to a school assembly and talked to everybody. He was all crippled up and his mouth hung down on one side. He looked just awful. Anyway, he told us that he had been drag racing when his car went out of control. Man, he really shook me up." I looked at my son in amazement. How many times I had warned him, and yet it took this young man's suffering to change him. Isn't it true that God himself tried to get through to us humans with laws, with prophets, with signs and wonders, and in the end, sent us an example, his own son, who showed us how to live? Thank you, God, for sending us Jesus. Let my life, too, be an example for good.